soul. Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.janicejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Good evening, good evening, and thank you all for tuning in to another show as we dive into the Word of God. Soaring Like Eagles, it's myself, Minister Larry Bertrand, and also we have Miss Mary as well, who's going to be joining us today. As we get into another show and another episode, I hope that everybody has had a blessed week last week. I hope that everybody has enjoyed themselves abundantly. Mary, as well as myself, I got an opportunity to go into Houston, Texas, where we were able to fellowship and unite with Eagles United Ministry, Miss Country, and Pastor Jay, and JD, and it was really a blessed time. Also, I got to do a show with JD as well, as we talked about Black men in America. Very powerful show it was, and great conversation. I'm very excited to have that opportunity to be able to fellowship with them, trying to make it to Houston more often, trying to move to Houston, really, trying to really move back to Houston. But I want to get started on today. We're really going to dive into the Word of God today. We're really going to do a lot of things, realizing the power of God, the way God is moving through the shows and through the episodes and through everything that we're doing, amen. I believe that God is really doing some awesome things for us, amen. And I'm just really glad and I'm really excited about the move of God. I believe that this year is a year for clear and new beginnings, amen. I believe that God is speaking clearly throughout the course of this year for us to be able to move diligently and powerfully through the Word of God. So I'm really excited about what God is doing. I'm really excited about the things that God is doing. I'm really just excited about the move of God and what's taking place. I believe that we're going to have an awesome, awesome time. We have great things coming up. We have great things in store. And I just believe that the power of God is going to move like never before. And I'm really just really excited, amen, about what I've been seeing so far. Amen. Is the way God moves through people and the blessings and everything. You know, it's good to get excited when you see somebody else getting blessed because you know that God is in the blessing business. Amen. So you know that if you see somebody else getting their blessing, it's time to praise God because you know that yours is on the way. So that's what we're really doing right now, praising God for the blessings that other people are getting. You know, even if you haven't got yours yet, you know what I'm saying? Praise God for the blessings that you've been seeing other people get, amen. Because that means that yours is on the way, amen. It's like that tax refund check, amen. When you start seeing other people get there, start praising God because, you know, yours is on the way, amen. Yours has been processed too, amen. It's already been approved and already been accepted, amen. So go ahead and start praising God, amen, and start believing in God for what it is that he's going to do. And we're going to go ahead and dive into it today. But before we do so, we're going to go ahead and kick it off with a song, amen. I'm just really excited, amen. Today's going to be a great day, amen. I realize I really be needing this type of show when I leave work. amen, I need this to get into the power of God when I leave from work, because my God. So I like doing this when I get off work. It's really refreshing for me. You know what? I just want to, I'm maybe going to play a full song right now. I really want to just play an instrumental. I really want us to just really be able to meditate for a moment. So if you allow me, amen. and everybody, welcome back. This is My Gospel Soul on the Brothers on the Podcast. We're also on Facebook Live right now as well. So, welcome, welcome, welcome again, everyone. So, really this week, we're talking about really the week so far. Amen. For those who don't know, this show is a show for us to be able to really dive into the Word of God, for us to really lift up the Word of God and really understand and apply the Word of God in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
So what we're doing in the show is we're really trying to speak healing and peace and really trying to lift people up. Amen. And we lift people up through the power of the Word of God, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. People say we're free, but the devil has our minds enslaved every day.
Every day.
Has us believe that we're inferior, has us believe that we're weak, has us to believe that we're ugly, has us believe things about ourselves that is not true. And once we really get into the Word of God, we really realize who we are as Christians and who God made us to be. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. The Bible also says that we are from royal priesthood and royalty. We come from royalty. Amen. So this is the type of God that we serve. God created us in his own image. Then we need to realize the power that we have through God. So that's really what we're doing in this show, is really realizing the power that we possess through the power of the Word of God. Amen. God has made us so very powerful. God has made us so wonderful. God has made us so beautiful. And we don't realize that because our minds have been enslaved so long by the devil to think that we're inferior, that we're less than. Amen.
Amen.
So I serve the God, amen, who has put us above all.
Amen.
Amen. So we just really want to dive into it. Amen. I'm going to talk to Barry, amen, about being brought low. And when I talk about the scripture, we're going to go into Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And we talk about how God will lift us up.
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah 41 and 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, my God.
let's do that one more time. Let's read that one more time. I believe somebody else didn't catch that.
Amen. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen. Which means that God will lift us up. So it says, do not be dismayed. Do not be dismayed, because I am with you. I am your God. Amen.
Amen.
This lets us know that it's going to be some struggles. Amen. This lets us know there's going to be times where we have to depend on God. Amen.
Amen.
But it's also lets you know that in those times where you have to depend on God to do just that and depend on God. Amen. I want to talk about something, because I want to talk about how God will lift us up.
Amen.
But in order to really talk about how God will lift us up, we have to first talk about how God will bring us low.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes this has to be to a point where we have to be so low that we can, that all God can do is lift us up. Amen. Sometimes we can't be brought up until we're low first. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we're not going to be, we're not going to even appreciate being brought up until we got to that low point. Amen. But the thing is, once you get to that low point, don't get fearful and don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Amen. Because God is still with you and God will still lift you up. Amen. This is the thing about when you get to that low point and you want to get weak. Amen. You want to get sorrowful. You want to feel, you want to start throwing pity parties. But,
because people feel like it's only them. They're the only ones going through what they're going through.
And then, you don't know what I'm going through. I bet you if I laid my problems down at the altar and you laid your problems down, you'd have to pick mine up by mistake. I know that.
Everything is bigger.
And, And we didn't want to throw a pity party. We want everybody to feel sorry for us and everything like that. But the thing is, amen, that, you know, in the midst of everything, you still praise God because you know God will bring you through.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the thing that we have to realize, amen. I remember when Mary and myself was going through hard times with living situations and somebody broke into our home and literally stole everything that we worked hard to get. In the process of all of that, we still went to church every Sunday.
Every
Sunday? We still went to church, and nobody at church even knew exactly what was going on with us. Because guess what? We were still there with a smile on our face. We were still there praising the Lord.
Amen.
Praising the Lord like never before. You know, we didn't let it hinder our praise. We didn't let it bring us down. We didn't let it stop our praise. We continued to praise God, and we still continue to lift God up. And that's the thing that we have to realize is that even when we're low, and we're not sure exactly what to do,
amen,
leave it in God's hands and let it go with that. Amen. How many people really know that you believe it in God's hands?
Amen.
How many people really know that God has the final say over all things and all situations?
Yes.
And when you leave it in God's hands, you really let it go with that.
Yes.
It's a thing that I say all the time. It says, if you're going to worry, then don't pray. But if you're going to praise,
then
don't worry. Amen. It's somebody who needs to feel that in their spirit right now, because there's so many times that we want to pray about things and then we still want to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And to say, hey, God, I'm trusting you, Lord.
Kind of.
Lord, to do what you need to do, God.
Kind of.
But then you, oh, I don't know what God's going to do with this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know how you're going to work this out.
Thank you.
Yeah, so.
And that's how God looks at it. So that's where the part where he's like, I made you. How dare you not trust me? How dare you not come to me and tell me, already I know what you need, but you're not coming to me. You're not even talking to me. You're not saying anything.
And that's really the thing. It's, we don't allow God to work the way God really needs to work when we don't put our trust in him.
Amen.
Amen. We're saying, God, I trust you, but then we're not believing in him to do what he did that he's going to do. We say, God, I leave it up to you, but then we're still trying to make things happen on our own. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I was working at a job and I missed so many days because I was out of town for a funeral that my supervisor came to me and told me, hey, Larry, I think you might as well quit because you missed so many days and I'm really supposed to terminate you. And he's like, I don't want to terminate you. I'm not sure if I have too much of a choice. I'm going to call and see, but I'm going to give you this option to go ahead and quit. And immediately I said, I'm not going to quit. I had children I was taking care of at the time. I had responsibilities. I had a household I was running. I realized I'm not going to quit my job.
Right.
So then he was like, okay, I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to see what I can do. I can't make any promises. So immediately after that meeting took place, I was left out in the hallway, and I called my pastor at the time. And I told my pastor, I'm like, man, I might lose my job. And he's like, okay, let's pray about it. And we prayed about it. And then as soon as we got to a friend, immediately after we got to a friend, he's like, all right, so beyond that, how's your day going so far? How you doing so far? And I'm like, what? How am I doing? I just told him I lose my job. I'm not doing good. And he said, we already prayed about that. So we're letting that go. That's already in God's hand.
Amen.
And God is already working on that part. So like I said, how are you doing today? And it took me to a new level because I had to realize, you're right, we did pray about it. Why am I still stressing over it? Why am I still tripping over it if I prayed about it? And I was able to let my mind be free of that situation. Have you ever been in the midst of something but still been able to let your mind be free?
Yes.
While everything has been going on?
Yes.
Amen. Your rent's not paid, but you still have your mind free.
Yes.
Amen. Your bills are due, but you still have your mind free.
Yes.
Amen. CPS is threatening to cut your lights off the
yes.
next hour, but you
yes.
still have your mind free.
Yes.
Amen. It's something
yes.
about being free
mm-hmm.
in the midst of everything going on. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about having your mind still be free that you don't even realize the situation and you don't even realize everything. Some people try to use drugs
mm-hmm.
to obtain this freedom that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, oh, I get high because it lets my mind be free. But guess what? What the high does, your mind gets right back focused on that problem. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I serve a God that will take you higher than high.
Higher than high.
Okay, I serve a God that will let your mind be free and that will keep your mind there at all times.
Amen.
That's how people become addicted to drugs because when they feel like they need something, then, oh, to set my mind free, let me smoke this real quick. Let me pop this real quick. Amen. And then every time when something's going on, they want to smoke this and pop this. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, the thing is, yeah, that's how addiction gets started because you become dependent on that. When your mind gets to wandering off and everything like that, you become dependent on that drug. But the thing is, we can be dependent on the Word of God. You can be dependent in prayer. You can be dependent in God's Word. You can be dependent in believing that God's going to do exactly what it is that He says He's going to do. Amen. And that's what I really believe, that in right now we serve God and we worship God the way that we need to worship Him. Amen. That He's really going to move things on our behalf. Amen. Yeah, but sometimes you have to be brought low. Thinking of being brought low, I heard Pastor Jay talk about this past weekend about the woman, amen, with the infirmity for 12 years.
Amen.
And when Jesus was walking, amen, and the people was pressed around Him, she had to press her way through, but she had to get low to grab His garment.
Amen. The hem.
The hem of His garment. Okay? And when you think about that, okay, so I really want you all to think about it for a second, okay? Jesus comes in town, rides in town on this boat, gets into town, and the leader of the synagogue is telling him, my daughter is sick, and he immediately is going to go see about this man's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But while he's walking, he has his disciples gathered around him, but not only his disciples, but all of the people of the town are gathered around him. And then the father and the leader of the church is gathered around him, and then the members of the church is gathered around him. You got all these people gathered around him, walking with him to this place. Amen. And if, I don't know if you all ever seen a celebrity in person. Amen. But when you watch a celebrity in person, amen, you see them, they not only have their bodyguards around them, but then they have all these other people following them as well. It's like an entourage of people following them. Amen. And you be like, man, who is this? You know what I'm saying? If I want you all to really think about it, amen, the president of the United States, amen, when they're walking places, if you think you're going to get anywhere near that president, amen, you have another thing coming, amen.
Right.
If you think you're going to get anywhere to touch that president, amen, you got another thing coming. Think about the way you have to fight through, amen, the Secret Service in order to be able to grab the president's coat. Okay, let's really think about that for a minute. And this is what this woman was going through, amen. She, all these people gathered around, it probably looked like it was impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible.
Like, but how am I going to make it to him? I got to go so far, and then I got to go through so many people. Like, how? It's determination. Determination, passion. Anything that you really, 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 really want, as my mother would say, you're going to go out and you're going to get it.
And she believed that in just touching him,
amen,
she would
be healed. Faith.
She believed it. She believed it so much that she was going to press her way through everybody. She was going to press her way through that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to work through it. She was going to fight through that crowd just so she could touch him.
Yes.
And she believed it so much that as she flung her way through the crowd, amen, and the crowd started knocking her down, and she was able to, well, she was down on the ground, and I could just see her lifting up her hand and just grabbing at the hem of his garment.
Uh-huh.
Amen. It's something about being brought low. But you see, the thing is, when she grabbed at the hem of his garment, not only did she instantly get healed, but instantly the Lord felt the power leave out of him.
Amen.
Immediately he stopped and said, who touched me?
Uh-huh.
Now imagine you having a whole bunch of people crowded around you, and then just somebody just touches your shirt. You're not going to feel that.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to feel that. You know what I'm saying? You could touch my shirt right now, and I probably won't even feel it. You know what I'm saying? But and when you have a whole bunch of people gathered around you, there's probably so many people touching him, brushing up against him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he knew that this wasn't like any normal touch.
He knew that this was a touch of healing. He knew that this was a touch of somebody who really needed that touch. He knew that this was a touch of somebody who really been wanting this touch. He knew that this was a touch that took power out of him, and that power is what healed this lady. And that's the thing about it, but she had to be low, amen. She could just walk up to him the way that, you know, we would just walk up to somebody and just touch them. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that simple for her. She had to find her way through. She had to get low, and then she had to reach up.
Amen.
And grab the hem of his garment. Amen. Amen. That's the thing about it, you all. When you all are, when you are in your situation and when you're feeling low and when you're feeling down, y'all still need you to understand that you can still fight your way through. Need you to understand that you can still push your way through. You can still lift up and reach out and depend on God to do exactly what God said he's going to do. Do not allow yourself to be caught up in your moments of being down. Do not allow yourself to be caught up in your moment of being fearful. Do not allow yourself to be caught up in your moment of being weak. Amen. Because God will still strengthen you. But all you got to do is depend and believe in the strength and the power of God.
And sometimes, just to add on to that, sometimes that, well, most times, that's where you have to be. You have to be at your most humble. And then that's when Jesus is like, okay, Holy Spirit is like, all right, so God can really deal with you. Because sometimes you're so up here with thinking, you know, what my mother-in-law used to say, you are too saved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You too saved.
Mm-hmm.
So God just, he humbles you. And he lets you know. Like with with Peter, once he was hung on the cross and all this, oh, Jesus, I would never. Because, you know, I'm a real disciple, okay? I got your back to the end. I would never, ever say I don't know you. I would never deny you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then to be brought down to the humbleness of even you are not above blasphemy. That's how it works. You have to be humble. You can't think. Philippians 2 and 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but do all things knowing others are better than yourself.
Yeah.
You heard that, babe? You heard that memory verse?
Amen.
Anyway, so that's what that means. Anything that you're doing, you're supposed to be doing it for God. We are here for him. So if God doesn't feel like you're humble or merciful or distributing any of Christ-like actions, and that's not the way you're behaving, God is going to humble you in one way or another. It's just that's how it works.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to get into another song here. Amen. As the play called by Pastor Denise Jackson, he says, I need thee.
Amen.
Amen, amen. That was another song by none other than Pastor Jay. I need these.
Pastor Jay does everything.
Amen.
Talent, gift, get into it. God has given us all. Gift, get into it.
And just reflect on that song.
Amen.
Just it says, I need thee. And we were talking about being low but not being dismayed, and being low but not being discouraged, and being low but still believing God to lift us up. Really, that song is really what you need to focus on. Because all we need is we need God.
Amen.
Amen. And when you are in your down moments, and when you are in your, when you are feeling depressed, and when you're feeling down, when you're feeling weak, when you're feeling discouraged, amen, if you give it to God and you realize how much we need God and really just depend on God at
amen.
That moment, amen, you will realize the way God will lift you up. The verse that we read said that he will keep you, he will lift you in his righteous right
amen.
Hand, amen. And knowing that his wrist, now you just say his right hand, he said his righteous right hand. Knowing that his hand is righteous, amen.
Amen.
And that he's going to lift you up in his righteous hand, amen. That he's going to be righteousness unto you as well, amen. He lifts you up in his righteous hand, amen, because he's giving something unto you as well, okay? We're not always righteous. We're not always right. We don't always do the right thing, amen. I committed about five sins this morning before I even walked out the house,
amen.
But to be honest with it, amen, is that God still lifts us up in his righteousness.
Amen.
Not that we have our righteousness on our own, because it says that we have all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. But still, God still finds a way to lift us up in his righteousness. Amen. And when you think about the righteousness of God, if you think about the power of God, and when you really think about the mercy of God, amen, that's really what it is. Amen. Mercy, amen. And when God shows us mercy above everything that we've been through, above all of our situations, upon everything that we've been battling with, amen, his mercy is still sufficient,
amen.
Amen. When I think about, amen, some of the things that I've been through, amen, I realize that God has been very merciful towards me, amen, because I probably should not be alive today to tell the story,
amen.
If the devil had his way, I probably would have been taken out a long time ago, amen. But God seen fit, amen, let that be, amen. God seen fit to bring me through everything that I've been through so I can still tell the story, amen. So when you see me praise the way I praise, and when you see me preach the way I preach, and when you see me get excited the way I get excited, it's not for you, amen. You may not understand it. You may not understand why I'm lifting God up and praising God and screaming and jumping up and down and losing my presence all over the place. But the thing is, you got to understand that I've been through some things in my life, amen, that I realize it's only the power of God who has lifted me up, amen. Because I probably should still be in my down place. I probably should still be broken out. I probably should be somewhere on the streets begging for change right now, amen. I probably should not be where I am right now, but God seen fit,
amen,
to allow me to come beyond my circumstances and to lift me up beyond the things I was going through and to still bring me up in his righteous right hand, amen. I probably didn't deserve the righteousness, amen. I was probably out there living life like a dog,
amen.
And now I'm not a barbecue dog,
amen.
But I'm saying that right now, amen, that God still seems fit,
amen.
And everything that I was going through to be able to lift me up in his righteousness.
Amen.
And when you think about the things that you've been through in your life, when you think about how good God has been to you, when you think about the power God has lifted you up,
amen,
and you can really sit there, and you can really be quiet and act as if you did something on your own, act as if the guy didn't move the way you thought he moved,
amen,
act as if, oh, I'm so glad I got myself out of that one.
Woo!
Amen.
Thank God for me. Because that's what it sounds like when you're complaining. That's what it sounds like.
Amen. We got to give God
the glory.
The glory.
Amen.
The praise that he deserves. Amen. Amen. It was just a song that says, give him the glory, give him the praise. And then it goes all the way. He woke me up this morning
so
and started me on my way.
My way.
And then it says, give him the glory and give him the praise. Amen. When you think about the fact that you are in the land of the living.
Amen.
When you think about the fact that you are still able to tune into this podcast, when you think about the fact that you are still able to fix your eyes on this live video right now, when you think about the fact that God still has you, amen, lifted up, amen, and breathing, amen, fresh air right now, amen, when God still gives you the activity of your limbs, amen, when you still move around, amen, to still praise God, amen. It's so many people who don't, who they wasn't able to wake up, amen. It's so many people who wasn't able to see another day, amen. It's so many people where the devil already took them out, but God seen fit to still let you live on another day, to still let you breathe another day, to still let you see another day, to still let you worship for another day, amen. That's something right there to be thankful for all by itself.
Amen.
We oftentimes think that we deserve, that we just deserve everything that God is doing.
Yeah.
But if we really just be real and honest with it, we don't deserve any of it.
Any. Nothing. We deserve nothing. Absolutely nothing. A disappointment.
And we really got what we deserve. Amen.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. My God. But I'm here to tell you right now, amen, that God is so merciful and so great. And his mercy dwells within us. And he's amazing. Amen. And the thing is, amen, that he's able to wash us clean of everything that we do, amen.
Amen.
And he's able to bring us whole again, even when you've been broken, amen.
Amen.
Even in something when you've been broken, amen, but you're able to be fixed, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We were talking earlier today, and I told baby we were going to get a refurbished laptop. She said, why are we getting a refurbished laptop? I said, baby, what's wrong with a refurbished laptop? A refurbished laptop means that something they put out there and realized something was wrong with it, amen.
Amen.
And then it went and fixed what was wrong with it, and now they're telling it to you again, amen.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with being refurbished, amen. Some of us have to realize we've been refurbished in Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We was born, amen, but there was something that was wrong with us, amen. But God took us, amen, and fixed us, amen, and healed us, amen. And now we're back at it again, amen. Amen. Good as new, working better than what we was before, amen.
Yes.
There's something good about being refurbished, amen. There's something positive about being refurbished, amen. How many of you know that you're refurbished in Christ?
Amen.
Amen. You're made new again, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You might have been brought low, amen, but God still lifted you up, amen. But guess what? When he lifted you up, he didn't lift you up to where you was before, but he lifted you to a higher place, amen,
amen,
to what you didn't even see before you was brought down, amen. He took you to a higher place, amen, so that he can get the glory. He took you to a higher place so that he can get the praise, amen.
Amen.
So realize that when you've been brought down, amen, and when you're down to the ground, amen, the woman was dealing with the suffering for 12 years, but when she got low, amen, and she touched the hem of the garment, amen. All she had to do was touch it, amen. And immediately she was healed, amen. She ain't know what it felt like to be healed like that. She ain't know the meaning of being healed like that. She ain't never felt that feeling before, amen. But God lifted her up into a place so high that she's never been before, amen. And that's what God is trying to do with you. He's trying to lift you up. He's trying to bring you out. He's trying to bring you through. He's trying to do something powerful within you. But you got to get low first, amen. Allow God to bring you low, because then always when you're low, all he can do is lift you up. Do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed. He's lifting you up, and he's lifting you up in his righteous right hand. God is so good. God is so amazing.
Awesome.
We have to understand, amen, that God will not leave us or forsake us, amen. Amen. God will never leave us or forsake us. He knows exactly what we're going through. Amen.
It
says that he knows the number of hairs on our head. Amen. Amen. If y'all peed my hair last week, you would have known I had a lot of it. Amen. But God said he knows the number of hairs on your head. He knows exactly everything about you. He knows what it is that you're going through. Amen. But he's waiting on you.
Yeah, the holder.
It says faith without works is dead.
Amen.
Amen. But sometimes the work is putting your faith into action.
Amen.
Somebody didn't catch that. I said sometimes the work is putting your faith into action.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes the work is when your faith really has to kick you to overdrive. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes the work is when you really have that faith. Amen. The bigger than the size of a mustard seed. Amen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the work is when you just believe, you know, how you're going to do it, but Lord, do it. Amen.
If anybody can do it, God can
do it.
Do it. I can't do it. God can do it.
You know, and that's really the thing about it, you know what I'm saying? You have to realize, amen, just the power of God and how good God really is, amen.
Amen.
I remember when we were going through what we were going through with our living situation, and everything, literally everything we owned was either damaged or stolen, amen. I didn't complain that one time.
And it was back to back. It was back to back. Other people, they... You know how, well, I already have a crazy sense of humor, but other people, like, we didn't say anything, our pastor knew, but we didn't say anything to, like, people in church, and we were still going in, we were still, you know, doing the work that God tells us to do in our church and things of that nature, and first there was a flood, got all our things damaged, had to leave our home at 3 a.m., just to come back to our home where everything's been stolen,
mm-hmm.
stolen, robbed, and still with the church every Wednesday and Sunday, okay? Because guess what? Anything that we get, God's going to give it back to us. And everything that happens is a lesson learned.
Amen.
So that, and you have to be able to approach those situations. I know we always say, my baby always say with our pastor, Pastor Sanders, like he'll when we tell him something, he's like, "Oh, well, that's up," and how he's able to just move right on. But that's how you have to be. You have to be able to keep rolling with it because that's how life works. It's not gonna stop, and you don't stop it ahead of time just because you don't know how to deal with it. You read the Bible, you get in your word, it's God, Jesus is going to talk to you, God's going to talk to you, the Holy Spirit is going to cover you, you're going to feel your comfort that you're looking for, but you have to come.
Mm-hmm.
God is not abrasive. He doesn't kick down your door.
Mm-hmm.
That's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
God is like, are you going to open the door? Because all I'm going to, that's all you're going to, God is very polite. Okay, he knows how to act. He has some very good manners. And when he speaks to you in the exact same manner. So it is up to you. The free will is, it is up to you. It's what you want to do and how you want to live and how you want to live your life. It's the choice you want to make. But if you are looking for an answer, and with Larry talking about getting low and the lady who touched the hem of Jesus' garment was healed when he was on the way to also heal the daughter, the humbleness of her. Because she had an infirmity 12, 14 years,
mm-hmm.
and she had to leave her home,
mm-hmm.
fight through people,
mm-hmm.
feeling less than, feeling unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
But she knew that Jesus was the only answer.
Mm-hmm.
And she did what she had to do, pushed over who she had to push over to get out of her way, to get to him. And that's what you have to do, because you're going to always have to say, Jesus isn't real, and why would you believe in that? And what about the coronavirus? And why is this happening? And those are the people that's in the crowd. Those are the people that are just lurkers. They're just watching. They're like, ooh, I heard there was a Jesus here. I just want to see him walk. I'm going to see if he's going to walk on the sand and float or levitate. She was really there for her blessing, and she got it. And that's how you should approach life. And you realize, don't worry about the spectators. Don't worry about the people that's just there looking, trying to see if something's going to happen, you know, trying to see what you're doing. Don't worry about them. Just keep, stay focused. Stay focused. Tunnel vision. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Walk on that water. Stay focused. And as soon as you lose focus, babe, what happened?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. You know, it's funny, yeah, man. When I think about who's in that situation, hey, man, how easy could it have been for us to go find me, right? How easy would it have been for us to, right?
You know, I like my Cash App.
To post a picture on Facebook, amen, of the door being kicked in, amen, and the clothes being spread all over the place.
All we had to do was post four pictures. We could have posted four pictures of what our home looked like in the aftermath and put up a Cash App. and called it a day.
Good. Would have told everybody in the church we were going on. It's a church fundraiser, a church outreach, ask pastor to do a special offering.
Yes.
Or something. Amen. But we didn't do any of those things. Amen. What we did
with God.
We did with Christ. Amen. We believe in God to do exactly what the word said he would do. Amen.
Amen.
And that's the thing about it. I remember I was still doing fundraising for the youth ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. During that time, and one of my close friends who really knew what was going on said, "Is this fundraiser for you or for us?"
We're just trying to help you.
Right.
We're just trying to help you out.
Yeah, this is for you, for the kids,
uh-huh.
for the youth ministry. And that's the thing, amen. You got we oftentimes want to depend on other people,
mm-hmm.
amen, to bring us out of something, amen.
Yes.
We want to depend on everybody else. We want to depend on all of our Facebook friends and
mm-hmm.
And all of our friends that we have in our cell phones, and we want to call on everybody, amen. But how many people that know that you have a friend in Jesus?
Amen.
And how many of you all know that you can call on Jesus at any time? How many of you all know that he knows your name? Amen.
Amen.
How many of you all know that he knows everything that you're going through? Amen. How many of you know that if you just call on the Lord, amen,
amen.
That he will hear your cry? Amen.
Amen.
So sometimes all he's waiting is for that phone call. All he's waiting is for you to submit yourself unto him. All he's waiting is for you to reach out unto him. Amen. All he's waiting is for you, amen, to put your faith into action.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You might be low, but don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Amen.
Amen.
God will still lift you up. That's the power of it in itself right there, knowing that God will still lift you up. Amen. You might be low right now, but guess what? It's only right now. Amen. It says that we've been made endurers for a night of joy.
Comes in the morning.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what we have to be thankful for, is for the morning time. Amen. Let's thank the God and let us dwell in our sorrows and let us dwell in unhappiness and let us dwell in being sad. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Still give us the power and still give us glory and still bring us to a new level. Amen. A level that we haven't even seen before. Amen.
Amen.
A level of healing that we didn't even know anything about. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When God took us out of that apartment, amen, and said we lost everything, amen, we not only moved, amen, but we moved into Castle Hills, amen. Come on, somebody. Somebody. We got bougie for a minute, amen. Amen.
What?
Amen. So
what? Not Castle Hills. Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
So, right, playground right in the back, okay?
Pool. In a track.
Pool
in a pool.
Uh-huh. Pool with a barbecue grill right there.
What?
Come on now. Come on, somebody. God will do
okay.
it. Amen. Amen. God will lift you up to a new place. Amen.
Amen. God gave me something.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say it. Some people do not understand God's love as a father because they never had supportive parents in this world. And God loves you so much and is so unconditional. When you come to him and you lay down everything, you give it to him unconditionally. That's how his love works. And some people don't understand it because they've never had it before. They've never had supportive parents. They never had a supportive anything. So they're not they don't trust it because they don't know how it works. So out of anything, I would say, if you haven't tried it,
mm-hmm.
try it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can happen. If you're already going through something, it's only going to get better. But you got to stay the course. When you start being a Christian, that is when everything hits you at one time. When you really start, because a lot of people say they're Christian, you know, after the church, everything. But when you really start to walk and you really say yes, I always make fun because I told God yes, which was a little before I met the love of my life, okay, and I finally told him yes, and I told my mom about the sense of urgency I had to get stuff done. That's how it works. Because God is like, oh, my gosh, I didn't give you all these years, and you're supposed to be here by now. So now I got to catch you up. So everything happens at once. Read the book of Job if you don't understand what I'm saying. Everything happens at once, and your faith is tested over again. But in those tests and those battles and those obstacles, you keep seeing, oh, God, this is why you had me go through that, because you needed me to get here, and I couldn't get here until I went through what was down there.
Amen. Amen.
God gave me that, babe. Like, literally just then, it was.
Amen. That's
Amen. But that makes me sad. I want to say that. It does make me sad. And please, everyone, just start with Job. Start with Revelation. No, babies say Revelation scare people. Start with Job. Go to Mark. Do Esther. Start with books that, you know, John. Second John. First. Which one's the shortest? First. Second. First John.
I will always recommend the first time Bible reader to really get to the Word of God.
Do which verse?
For the first time. I always recommend reading the proverb a day.
Amen.
Reading the proverb a day. A proverb is really a really good book of the Bible, and it's really a lot of encouragement.
And Ephesians.
And it really shows you how to walk with God. Amen.
Amen.
So I encourage people. But I mean, amen, no matter what book you start off with. Starting with the book of Revelation, amen. If you want to start with Genesis, reading all down to Exodus, Leviticus, it's okay. Just go ahead and just really dive into the Word of God, amen.
Yeah.
And some people say, well, how do I know that the Word hasn't been tainted, amen? And how do I know that this is really what God is saying? Because it's been rewritten so many times. We have so many different versions.
Uh-huh.
And it don't mean this in this version. And
they don't mean
like
the memes that drop every 50
so,
minutes.
But what I tell you all the time is to try the Spirit, by the Spirit.
Amen.
And make sure it's of God.
Amen. Amen.
If you run across something that you need help understanding and you don't really quite understand what that version is telling you, amen, don't rely on that version of the Bible alone, amen. That's where your faith needs to kick in. And you need to pray and say, God, I need understanding on this. And watch how God reveals things to you. Amen. God gives you the answers that you need. Amen. But all you got to do is be strong enough to seek Him and to trust Him, okay? Seek Him and trust Him. We're so busy, we want to trust these books that we're reading. Amen. But how do you know these books are telling you the truth? This is just another author, right?
I pose the same question.
But
people will read an autobiography about Oprah that she wrote. Sure, everything she said in there, there was a. But you read the Bible that's been around longer than us and feel what you feel when you're reading it, and you'll know that it's real. It's normally the people that haven't read the Bible that happens to ask those questions. So crack it open.
Amen.
Read it for yourself.
Amen. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father God, I'm telling you right now, Father God, first of all, I want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Father God, thank you for bringing us here right now, Father God. Father God, thank you for lifting us up right now, Father God. So thank you for lifting us up in your righteousness right now, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing the morning time to come, even though we're sorrowful throughout the night right now, Father God. Father God, thank you for now letting us be able to dwell in our fears and dwell in our sorrow right now. But Father God, thank you for wiping all of the tears away right now, Father God. Father God, right now, Father God, there's somebody who's leaning on you right now, Father God. There's somebody who's listening right now, Father God, who's been struggling for a long time right now, Father God. He's crying for a long time right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you see them right where they are right now, Father God. Let your holy angels touch them right now, Father God. Let your peace be with them right now, Father God. And let them know to not be discouraged right now because you are right there by their side, Lord, Father God. Let them lean unto you when they can't lean onto anybody else right now, Father God. Let them lean unto you when they don't know what to do right now, Father God. Let them lean onto you right now, Father God, when they're not sure how things are going to happen and how things are going to meet right now, Father God. Allow them to lean onto you right now, Father God. Allow for their faith to kick in right now, Father God. Although they might be feeling low right now, Father God, we thank you right now in advance for lifting them up right now, Father God. Father God, we know that the power is in your hand right now, Father God. And Father God, we thank you right now for that power right now, Father God. Father God, for the power that you give us right now, Father God. For the power that dwells in us right now, Father God. Father God, for the healing that dwells in us right now, Father God. Father God, for the victory that dwells in us right now, Father God.
Father God, because we are above and not beneath right now, Father God. We are the lender and not the borrower right now, Father God. And Father God, right now, Father God, we thank you for what it is that you're doing right now in this season right now, Father God, for the deliverance that, amen, is taking through, for the breakthrough that's about to take place, amen, for the healing taking place right now, Father God. Father God, right now, Father God, for those who are sick right now, Father God, for those who have been battling with sickness and in pain right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you come through right now, Father God. Father God, come through, Father God, to heal like you never healed before right now, Father God. Father God, touch right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you come through right now, Father God. Father God, and let your word dwell right now, Father God. Father God, we love you right now, Father God. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise right now, Father God, because you do deserve it, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Once again, you all, thank you all for tuning in. You all, this is another show soaring like eagles right now.
Thank you, guys.
And we are really soaring. Amen. We are going to soar throughout this year. Amen. This
amen.
Is going to be a great year.
2020. Got that 2020 vision going on. It's working, honey.
So, remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Who cares? God cares.
Amen.
Amen.
We love you guys. Make sure that you tune in on Thursday, 7 p.m. for 219 The Talk with me. It's me, Mary B., LB, JD the Barber, Queenie, Mrs. Country, and Fitness Ray down in Mississippi. We can't forget about him. So make sure that you all tune in. We love you guys.